and gentlemen, thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor West.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Baron Vance.
Here to answer your training questions, your behavior questions... And if you have those agility questions, pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with the lovely Sydney, and she will put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, darling. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better bond with your cats than with a special treat. And I know that firsthand because I have three rescues. And Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is the best. I guarantee it.
Yep.
You can find it at Vitacraft.us. You can find it at Walmart.com. You can also find it in your pet stores. Don't forget Good Pets food supplements and treats, giving your dog a healthier life. If you enter the word pets in the promo box, you can get 10% off for these dog treats at GoodPetsFoods.com. Also, don't forget, if you're thinking about becoming a vegan or looking into it, you may want to check out PETA.org. Also, don't forget about the trip to Costa Rica. If you're interested in going in October of 2025 with me, then check it out at TalkinPets.com. Once again, this is Talkin' Pets.
Haul out the holly, put up the tree before.
Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Karen Vance.
I'm Lexi Adams.
So pick up the phone and give us a call. We want to talk with you about your pets. The number is 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Happy holidays to everybody out there. We hope you're having a great holiday season, and we'd like to talk with you about your pets. Don't forget, if you want to listen, you can listen on your favorite radio station, of course. But if you can't get us on radio, you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. You can go to TalkinPets.com and click on Listen Live or any streaming. Or you could tell Alexa, tune in, basically. Say, Alexa, CRN4, tune in. And you'll pick up Talkin' Pets that way as well. So, pick up the phone, give us a call. We want to talk to you about your pets. We're open to your training questions and your behavior questions. And Karen is very well versed also in agility. So if you have an agility question about your dog, pick up the phone and give us a call on that. 818-818-6401. That's the number to call. We all have our red on, except Lexi.
I'm wearing white underneath this.
I was going to wear red, but I didn't have a good...
Okay, so you're our balance. You're our snowflake.
Yeah.
And Karen and I are both...
We're color coordinated.
Yeah. So we're the bulbs on the tree. So, but, well...
Well, she can be the tinsel.
There you go.
The sparkly part.
Oh, you're sparkly.
I'm a special snowflake.
Isn't that nice?
Karen gave you a compliment, sparkly. Maybe I should just call you Sparkles for the rest of the hour.
Sparkles.
You know, it's funny, during that song that Lexi was playing to start the show off, it mentioned fruitcake. Do you eat that? Do you make it or eat it? I mean, do you ever get it during the holiday?
I honestly don't think anyone's ever burdened me with one.
You know, it's funny.
And I don't want to taste one, actually, so...
Well, it's funny because...
There we are.
I thought about sending them one year, and I thought... I think I've only had fruitcake once in my life on the holiday or any time. Lexi?
No, I don't think so.
Why is it like it seems to be a staple for the holidays, but nobody seems to eat it?
Probably because it's so gross.
But some how people, do you know if you never ate it?
Yeah,
because most
true.
People don't like it. So,
it's like liver. Nobody likes it, so why do you want to taste it?
No, that's true.
People do like liver, though. Some people, I'm sure, do like fruitcake. But
yeah, I mean,
I bet Danny would.
I'm sure some people
husband?
Like yeah. sushi, too, but I don't want to eat raw fish. I just never have.
See, I love sushi.
Fine.
But I don't like it raw.
Congratulations.
I like it cooked. I like cooked sushi. But I know, like, when
I sushi was defined by being raw.
No. Some is. Some is. But yeah. But they do have cooked... You know, sushi, which is really good. It's excellent, actually. But I know sometimes if I go with, like, my friends Matt and April, Matt will just order all this raw fish.
Mm-hmm.
And I sit there and watch him eat it. And I'm like, why don't you just, like, go out to his stream and
just
grab
drink
a
out
fish
of it.
And just
drink
eat
drink
it.
Out of this puddle at the street.
Yeah, it's like not a good idea. But
parasites.
But speaking of food, as we say, it is the holiday. And you don't want to give your dogs or your cats or any of your pets people food during the holiday. Because you're probably going to be putting in a lot of spices and elements and so on and so forth, which is not good. If you're giving them, it's not bad necessarily, if you're making a turkey or something and you give them a piece of meat without spicing it or anything, but that's rare because people are already putting spices on their turkey.
I have a personal rule that if you choose to engage your pet in human food, that you need to be doing this in their food bowl, in the food bowl location. Because I don't want this dog drooling on my foot while I'm trying to eat dinner. I want the dog over there by his bowl, sitting, waiting for whatever he thinks is coming.
And you're right about that. That's a good point, actually, to put it in their bowl. Mainly because you can always tell people who feed them from the table or whatever when you go to somebody's house as a guest, because the dog is sitting right there next to you, mm-hmm. looking at you, going, drop something. I want to eat it. Mm-hmm. Whatever it may be, just drop something.
Mm-hmm. You sit there like that, you get your crate door shut.
Yeah.
You can go in or out of the crate, I don't mind, but your door has to be shut if you're going to bother people that are eating. I just don't like that.
It's just not healthy for them. But, you know, it's funny that you said that. That brings up a good point, actually, about feeding them out of the bowl at all times, even if you are somebody who likes to give them some people food, whether, you know, and it doesn't have gravies or spices or anything like that on it. And people cook for their dogs.
Oh, yes.
And when they do cook for them, they put the food in the food bowl.
Yes, they do.
So that might prevent other things around the house from being chewed on or eaten, because they know if it's edible, it's coming in their food bowl.
It goes in the food bowl, not in the garbage can.
That's a good point, actually.
It comes from the food bowl.
So that's a very good point.
I just went to a Christmas party. My mom has a cookie exchange every year.
Cool.
Did you bring any?
I did. No.
Oh,
not here.
Nobody makes cookies really anymore. It's the 12th year, and most people, it's about the white elephant. People don't really care about the cookies. But what I've done for the past couple of years is I make dog treats instead of people cookies, because most people bring a lot of cookies, and then it's the same kind of cookies or store-bought cookies or whatever.
And they're on your hips again.
Yeah, so I always make cookies. And I found tiny little cookie cutters this year. They're probably like like the size of like a silver dollar or something. They were so cute, and they were all different shapes for Christmas, and I made the dog safe. It was unsweetened applesauce, natural peanut butter, so there's no xylitol, and whole wheat flour.
That's a good point.
One egg and baking powder. That was it.
That's important, actually, because of the xylitol that you mentioned that. Because if your dog gets into candy or you're giving them peanut butter, like Lexi said, make sure there's no xylitol because that's toxic to your animals.
And shout out to Pinterest for saying that in the recipe. It said get peanut butter without xylitol. So the recipe I followed did mention that.
That's good that they said that.
Yeah.
Things to watch out for. Hey, happy holidays. Merry Christmas. New Year's coming up. Happy Kwanzaa, happy Hanukkah, happy whatever. Everybody's covered. Happy, happy. So, we want to be happy and hear from you as well. If you've got a training question, a behavior question, a comment, or a story, or a Christmas story, give us a call. 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets. Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure, we can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Kicking, punching, hair pulling. I'm not talking about mayhem in the toy department on Black Friday, but rather what often goes on when sheep are shorn for their wool and geese are plucked for down. These gentle animals are well aware that wool sweaters and down pillows aren't so nice after all. Please, choose vegan gifts this holiday season. Visit PETA.org to download a free vegan shopping guide.
Do you ever just look in the mirror and wish you could recapture that youthful glow? Well, wish no more. Gresca's Face Serum uses the cutting-edge science of Carbon 60 to target the signs of aging and reveal your skin's true beauty. The secret? Only 2 natural ingredients. Our Nobel Prize-winning Carbon 60 molecule, which knocks out the sun's UV damage, and a high-quality cosmetic squalane oil. The payoff is a radiant complexion that is smoother and more evenly toned. Gresca's Face Serum is your ally in the fight against aging, reducing the appearance of age spots and wrinkles over time. It works great for acne, too. call now for our introductory offer at 720-600-6040 or visit our website at c60.com. That's 720-600-6040 or c60.com. Greska's Carbon 60 for a beautiful you. c60.com.
A previously unidentified disease with flu-like symptoms has claimed 143 lives in southwestern Democratic Republic of Congo's Kwango province in November, primarily affecting women and children in rural communities. Health officials report the outbreak emerged in the Panzi Health Zone, located along Congo's border with Angola. The illness presents with severe symptoms including high fever, intense headaches, runny nose, respiratory difficulties, and anemia. Provincial Deputy Governor Remy Saki and Health Minister Apollinaire Rumba confirmed the medical teams have been dispatched to collect samples for analysis to identify the pathogen. The World Health Organization received notification of the disease last week and has initiated collaborative efforts with Congo's Public Health Ministry to investigate the outbreak. Between November 10th and November 25th, officials recorded between 67 and 143 deaths in the region. Local civic society leader Mr. Mananza expressed concern about the growing number of infections. Panzi is a rural health zone, so there is a problem with the supply of medicines, he said. According to health officials, at least 376 people have contracted this illness since late October, limiting access to medical facilities in the rural region has resulted in infected individuals succumbing to the disease in their homes. The outbreak occurs as Congo grapples with other health challenges. The country is currently managing a significant Mpox outbreak, which has affected approximately 47,000 people and resulted in over 1,000 suspected deaths. A new variant of the Mpox virus identified in South Kivu has shown increased transmissibility and severity, particularly among children under 5 years old. The variant has infected 8,772 children in Congo this year, representing more than half of the country's reported cases. Health authorities have yet to release data on the total number of infections or hospitalizations related to the new mystery illness. Officials have not disclosed whether patients have tested negative for other common diseases in the region. The provincial health minister has advised residents to avoid contact with bodies of the diseased to prevent potential transmission, while investigators work to identify the cause of the outbreak. The lack of information about the cause, the extent, and the number of infected people makes it hard to accurately assess the threat it poses. But this is not an isolated risk. Outbreaks of new infectious diseases have occurred regularly over the years. This is partly driven by climate change, changing population demography, urbanization, and deforestation that enables the spillover of infections from animals to humans. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Karen Vance.
Begging for life, running out of-
Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. You know, that's scary, though, because the more that we have climate change and the more we're not taking care of this planet, then the more, actually, that we're going to see things like that coming out, more diseases. And it seems like when they find a new disease or something of that effect, like in Africa, it eventually ends up here. And why? Because of the travel. So airplanes are dismissing it all around. And the scary part is, like what you said at the end of that story, was that being transferred from animal to human, which now is, they're saying, the same thing is happening with, like, bird flu and everything transferred to humans. And the other one as well, I can't, equine, I think it was the other one, but there's also one more that they're noticing some movement. So it's frightening. I mean, you never know. I mean, you go on vacation, you come back with something you didn't want.
Yeah, definitely.
But to lighten it up a bit from disease, we're going to go to a trivia question.
A trivia question? What kind of prizes you got for a trivia question, John?
So if you answer it correctly, you can go with, we have Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, which are the five tubes of squeezable treat for your cats. Also, we do have Purr Sticks. That's a stick that you break into pieces and you can give your cats treats that way. We do have dog books, cat books. I have a Christmas book from Chicken Soup for the Soul. I've got also Good Pets Foods, treats for your dog. These are the samples in Daily Multi, Daily Probiotic, and also the Hip and Joint Plus. We do have an Easy Walk Harness for a dog about the size of a Jack Russell. We have a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's about reptiles, and it's a music CD. And we do have a penguin pendant. And we have 2025 calendars. So you can go to dog or a cat calendar of 2025 if you can answer this Christmas trivia. So we want to know, what was the first gift my true love sent on the sixth day of Christmas? What was the first gift my true love sent on the sixth day of Christmas? If you know that answer to that trivia question, give us a call and you can pick out a prize. So, what was the first gift my true love sent on the sixth day of Christmas? 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call, and you could possibly be a winner of something for your cat, something for your dog, and we do have the collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets you could take with you anywhere. This way you don't have to pour that plastic bottle of water down your dog's throat. You can put it in the water bowl and let them drink from the water bowl, and your cat as well. So take a shot, 818-818-6401. If you know the answer to that Christmas trivia, we'd like to hear from you. 818-818-6401. What was the first gift my true love sent on the sixth day of Christmas? 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call, and we want to talk with you. Once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets. You can check us out on your favorite radio station, also on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, or go to TalkinPets.com, click on Listen Live, or Alexa, CRN4, tune in. This is Talkin' Pets.
Go nuts when they hear fireworks or during a bad thunderstorm? It's not their fault. They have sensitive ears. You love your dog, and so do we. That's why we developed a perfect solution for your loved pets by eliminating the harmful noise. It's called Doggy Hush, a unique waterproof set of headphones that go over your dog's ears. They're so comfortable, your dog won't even know they're wearing them. And when this happens, your dog will feel and stay safe and stress-free. Go to DoggyHush.com. Enter the promo code we're about to give you for a free special gift. Again, buy Doggy Hush for your dog today and protect your dog's ears from fireworks, thunderstorms, and a lot more harmful noises. Go to DoggyHush.com and enter this promo code.
Radio 4. Radio and the number 4. Go to DoggyHush.com right now and enter the promo code Radio 4. Again, that's promo code Radio 4.
Are you looking for a natural health solution to improve your mind and body? Greska's Carbon 60 is an all-natural oral dietary supplement that supports your body's optimal health and performance. Studies show that Carbon 60 helps eliminate inflammation, often the root of your health issues. One carbon-rich serving provides your body with a powerful antioxidant to help remove toxins and free radicals. Carbon 60 helps protect your cells from damage and promotes cellular regeneration. Experience the power of Greska's Carbon 60 and say goodbye to pain, inflammation, and fatigue. Call anytime at 720-600-6040, 720-600-6040, or visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com. Greska's Carbon 60. Go to C-60.com.
Society of the United States is assisting law enforcement in Oklahoma with the rescue of over 100 animals, including dogs, goats, fish, a pig, companion birds such as cockatoos and parrots, from an alleged cruelty situation. Responders and veterinarians from Operation Kindness and Black Beauty Ranch, which is a Humane Society of the United States sanctuary, are also assisting on scene. Temperatures were below freezing when rescuers and law enforcement arrived on scene and were greeted by shivering dogs chained outside with inadequate protection from the elements. Veterinarians noted most of the dogs are underweight with protruding hips and rib bones, and several have untreated injuries. The dogs and the pig had no apparent access to food or water, and the goats only had access to frozen solid water. Companion birds were indoors in barren cages with no enrichment. The rescued animals will be transported to safe, undisclosed locations for in-depth veterinary exams and much-needed veterinary care. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Karen Vance.
I really can't stop.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've gotta go away.
I can call you a ride. I'm so glad that you dropped in. Time spent with you is paradise. I'll call the car and tell them to hurry. Wait, what are you still living home for? Your driver, his name is Murray. So who's keeping score? Oh, I think they should rejoice.
I have one more dream.
It's your body and your choice.
Oh, you really know how.
Your eyes are like starlight now.
The AKC National Championship will air as a three-hour special on the ABC television network on December 29th, 2024 at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. The show features thousands of dogs from around the country and the world competing on the coveted title of America's National Champion. Hosting the broadcast are AKC Executive Secretary and Spokesperson Gina DiNaro, and also noted sportscaster Carolyn Mano. This year's AKC National Championship is the largest show in North America, with 5,637 dogs entered into confirmation from 50 states and Washington, D.C., and all around the world. That combined with competitions in agility, obedience, the National Owner-Handled Series Finals, junior competitions, and the inaugural AKC RACH, that's Rally Champion, Invitational brings the total entries to the staggering of 9,441. Dogs will compete for multiple titles across various events, with the owner of the Best in Show winner receiving $50,000. We are thrilled to continue the tradition of this show and host these top canine competitors from around the world, said Dennis Sprung, show chairman and president and CEO of the AKC. The dogs that competed this year are of the highest caliber and shining examples of responsible breeding and canine athleticism. It's extremely exciting to have our show return to ABC on December 29th to watch the crowning of America's champion. Award-winning company BeLive Productions will once again produce the TV broadcast and the live stream. For more information, visit akc.org/national championship. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
One standing, two hands in the air, I'm a champion. You'll be looking up at me when it's over. I live for the battle, I'm a soldier. Yeah, I'm a fighter like Rocky. Put your flag on your back like Ali. Yeah, I'm the greatest, I'm stronger. Bet my dues can't lose, I'm a own ya. Yeah, I've been working my whole life. Yeah.
I'm Carrie Underwood wishing you a Merry Christmas.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. The number's 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. We had a trivia question out there, and it was, what was the first gift my true love sent on the sixth day of Christmas? And we're going to go out to Oceanside, California, and we're going to see if Lynn knows what the gift was on the sixth day of Christmas. What do you think, Lynn? How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
We're doing good. You're not affected by any of those fires out there, are you?
No, not where we're at. But anyway, I just was looking on your website. Are you still in Florida?
I'm in Tampa Bay, actually. We produce the program out of Tampa Bay, yes.
Wow. So you survived the hurricane.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah, we had two of them. We had, first Helene, which I walked out, actually, Lynn, in my driveway, and the water was up to my waist.
Oh, my God.
And then in the second one,
the direct hit,
was Milton. And Milton was with all the winds and everything like that and had damages to my pool and my fences. And my neighbor behind me, the roof was ripped off. So,
God.
It was pretty crazy. I've been in Florida for 30, almost 40 years, I think, and I've never in my life seen anything. And I've been through hurricanes before, but I've never seen anything like these.
Well, I'm 3,000 miles away, and just watching what they were saying on the weather before that second one hit was scaring, the you-know-what out of me, because it said like it was going to be off the scale, bigger than anything ever heard of. And anyway, I just wondered how bad, I thought they said it didn't make an actual direct hit to Tampa, but anyway.
There's a myth out there, so people know, about the Indian tribes in Florida that they put a blessing on Tampa Bay and that no surge would come in, like a storm wouldn't come directly into that bay area, which is where I'm located. And so it moved slightly to the right. So we were lucky. It could have been a lot worse, but I'll tell you, walking out there and having, I saw it coming down my road slightly, and then as I stood out there, I banged on my neighbor's doors, and I said, you need to come out and look at this. And then within probably 20 minutes, it was higher. It was up to my knees. And within another 20 minutes, it was up to my waist. So,
oh my God.
And there were people walking down my street with their babies and their dogs and their cats held over their heads because the water was so deep and they were flooded. I have a big complex at the end of my street down towards the bay, and all of the first floor apartments were totally covered with water, practically up to their ceilings.
That's wild. I can't believe it. I didn't see any of the aftermath for what you're saying at all. All I saw is North Carolina, which is, I'm not saying that's bad, but I didn't see anything about what you're saying.
Yeah, no, it was crazy all over because the storm went through Florida and then it went up through Georgia and it went into North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
And friends of mine just moved actually to North Carolina. And
North Carolina, I'm sorry, I'm getting mixed up. North Carolina was the first one, Helene. Okay, you're talking about the second one, Milton.
No, the first one, that was where it started in Florida and it moved up.
No, I mean the one that you saw all this flooding right where you at. Which one was that?
That was Helene. Yeah. Helene.
Wow. Okay, I didn't know. Wow.
Yeah, Helene brought the surge and the flooding, and then Milton brought all of the heavy winds and, like, my trees are still leaning.
a lot of signs
are. Yeah, they're leaning to the left. I mean, they just, they didn't get uprooted, but they lean now. So it's crazy.
Well, anyway, I feel kind of like way dumb because I looked on your website also, and I never heard of this show. I feel so bad.
Oh, now you know.
Now it says you're the longest running show in the country on the pets, and I'm like, how did I not know this? So this, you got to promote yourself more out here in Southern California because everyone out here is dog crazy.
Well, you're in the San Diego area, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. KCBQ. Steve and the gang there picked up the show. We weren't carried in San Diego, and Steve and everybody there at KCBQ picked it up. And I'm so happy that they put us on because we've been getting a huge response from San Diego.
How long has it been on there, on KCBQ?
I think a couple months now.
A couple months.
Yeah, a couple months now.
Okay,
that's why
I'm gonna like blast it out on my Facebook because I don't think people know about it.
Oh, please do, because, you know, and that's the thing is, like, a couple things I say about radio. Radio is free. Anybody can tune in. And unless radio stations pick up the shows, then nobody's going to know about them because social media goes so far. But with radio, it's you know, like I said, it's free and everybody can tune into it no matter where you're at. And
well, I love it because you can be cooking, you can be working in your house, you can be doing all kinds of things. You can even be taking a shower and you can be having the radio on and you don't have to do that screen time thing that they say is bad for us.
Well, yeah, you're 100% right. But, you know, when you said the shower, you were starting to give me a visual there, Lynn. I don't need to go in the shower with you.
I have the radio on all day in the day and we just don't like the TV on until it's nighttime. Anyway.
No, you get more done during the day when you got the radio on, too. So I'm glad that you tuned in, and I'm glad you're going to, you know, spread the word out there in San Diego. You know, we've been doing the show, like you said, like it's going on 35 years, and it is the largest, longest-running show in America. So I'm proud of that.
I don't even know what talking pets mean. Does it have something to do with them talking? Oh, no, because you're the talk guy. Okay, I get it now.
We're talking, but I can't deny the fact that we did not yet sometimes have animals talk on the air because we have. But yeah, we're the talkers.
Okay, it has nothing. You're not like some weird new ager that you think you're talking to the pets, which I shouldn't be saying that because you probably have those people on your show.
Well, actually, we do. And
yes, we do.
Yeah, and that does exist.
Okay, I'll take that back.
So what do you think the answer was to that trivia question?
I knew the answer in my head, but then I was like, God, it's six geese a something. And then I was thinking swimming, six geese. Okay, a laying.
Congratulations. So do you have dogs or do you have cats?
I always said I'm a dog person. But then we took in this wild feral cat one time, and it completely came into our house and became tame. And I say that cat turned me into a cat person. So I'm both now, but I only have a dog right now.
Okay. Well, I've got cat treats from Vitacraft. I've got the Good Pets food supplements. And
no, I only
for
have
dogs.
A dog. I only have a dog right now.
What size dog?
20-pound terrier who's amazing. Terriers are the smartest dogs. Like, I never had a smallish type dog. I always had bigger ones.
I highly recommend Terrier Breed. They're really smart.
I'm going to mail you a harness, and it's a harness for that size dog. So, and it's raspberry and gray, so we'll ship that out to you. So,
okay, she has kind of a big chest cavity area, so usually I have to get, she doesn't fit any small anything.
Okay. All right.
Just so
well,
you know, she's
we
like
gotta built. We got to take a break. Let me take a break, and then you can talk with Sydney.
Malaria
hold on.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkinpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. US Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
Let me ask you an important question. Do you pay more than $20 a month out of pocket for your prescription medication? I do. I also prefer having my meds delivered to my home. Wouldn't you? A trusted friend told me about America's Rx, a company that caps your drug expenses to $20 a month for individuals and no more than $30 a month for families, like you and your spouse, for example. You sign up once and you get your meds delivered to your home every month. America's Rx works directly with your doctors and you never pay more than $20 a month. And you can easily verify if your meds are covered by going to flatfeeformeds.com. Think about the convenience and the savings. A flat fee for meds. Sign up today and start saving time and money. Flatfeeformeds.com. That's flatfeeformeds.com. One more time. Flatfeeformeds.com. And start saving money now.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet. Fresh asparagus. Hollandaise on the side. A filet. Medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent,
corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Fire trucks in Durham, North Carolina, have life-saving equipment for pets following a donation from a local veterinarian. NO Animal Hospital and it said it donated 15 pet oxygen kits to the Durham Fire Department. Funding was provided by pet owners and members of the NO team, with the animal hospital matching each donation. According to the animal hospital, the donation was part of Snout Support, a fundraising initiative. An initiative funded in 2018 by NO owners and lead veterinarian Dr. Sabrina Grinstead. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Karen Vance.
I'm Lexi Adams.
So don't forget, when you're listening, you can join us on our Facebook as well, at Talkin' Pets Radio. So we hope that you join on with this. But so for the people who have never gotten the chance to see the elusive Lexi Adams, you now got to see her reading if you were on our Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio.
I try really hard to stay out of the camera.
You look good. I did want to say that Lynn, actually, congratulations, she went with the dog harness, so I'm going to mail that out to you, so that'll be coming your way. And, Karen, did you ever see those? I thought it was pretty cool, that story about now somebody in Durham, North Carolina, donated like a whole bunch of oxygen masks for dogs, which is pretty awesome because you don't really think about that. With all the fires going on around the country, you know, a lot of them like in the Malibu area now, and you know, some people just don't think about the animals.
Well, true. And they, in terms of, let's say, supplies and hospital supplies or whatever, human stuff has to be completely sterile and autoclaved and, you know, all that. Whereas I might have started to open a Band-Aid and I tore the package, but then I didn't use it. I can still donate this, not necessarily Band-Aid, but to a veterinary clinic. Because there are times in certain veterinary clinics where when they're pushing them through, we rip the container and we put the syringes quickly so that they can move them through as fast as possible when they're trying to do a bunch of, we're trying to neuter a bunch of animals at the same time. We want to, you know, get them all quickly.
Right.
So they sort of have an assembly line, you know, set up. And so if you do have supplies, whether it's oxygen, whether it's just gauze, and anything that could be used, old towels. We use a lot of old towels when we're spaying and neutering, and newspapers, if you have newspapers, too.
But the thing is, with the oxygen masks for dogs, it gets a little difficult for the one breed or the several breeds that need it most, which are the brachiocephalic dogs,
mm-hmm.
which ones are the pugs,
mm-hmm.
Bulldogs.
Boxer, mm-hmm.
They have those pushed-in snouts, like
right.
the faces,
mm-hmm.
and their breathing is already tough.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of weird, like, how would you are they? I would imagine they must make them for those breeds.
I imagine that they do, although probably a paramedic or a firefighter might be a better person to ask than me.
Yeah.
Or even a veterinarian that's maybe had to make do in an emergency. I'm not a medical person.
You know, the one thing that I like when speaking about fires, too, is that, you know, you do it for children. Like, sometimes you'll put these little stickers on the window of the child's bedroom and say, child inside or whatever. I like, somebody came out one time with the dogs or cats, and you put them on your window, not necessarily in, it would be in that room because, you know, they travel throughout the whole house, but you could put it on your door or somewhere where people would see it, dog inside or cats inside. So if, Lord forbid, something happens with a fire, people know that if they're in there to rescue you, the human, that there are dogs in there or there's cats in there or, you know, hey, you know, you may want to get a hamster sticker.
Yeah, don't rescue me if you don't rescue my animals.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be there without my animals.
I could
animals,
not imagine.
So take the animals out first, then get me.
I couldn't, you know, you get so attached. I've got the three rescue cats, and I could not imagine that happening to them.
No.
So it's, you know, in this day and age, pets are our extended family. They are our kids. And with divorce rates being so high, it's basically that pets are almost like
your family.
Yeah, they're that extended family that you spend your life with, and you know, you play with, you do talk to them. They don't talk back, but you still have that conversation with them.
Mm-hmm. I have a package for the cat and several packages because I split them up for the dog. I don't know if you have your cat's packages already, John, but I mean, we have gifts for the animals ready to go.
Well, it's a big event for people. I mean, a lot of people spend a lot of money on Christmas presents for their pets, not just their kids or their spouses or, you know, parents or siblings, but pets are part of it. So I did want to say congratulations to Lynn out there in Oceanside. And Lynn, thanks for that call and thanks for answering the question. Six geese a laying. And she is going with the harness, so I'll get that out to you. I want to give a shout out also to Portland, Oregon, and Keith, my buddy out there. Welcome back onto the program. We really appreciate it. It was a great Christmas present.
It's a great place. I've been there. We had a conference out there. I love Portland. Yes.
I've never been.
Gorgeous.
I always wanted to go. So I understand you could see the volcano from Portland, the city?
Yes. And we actually, unlike us where we have oranges everywhere, they had apples everywhere. It was kind of neat.
It's weird to me, though, that you can actually see a volcano from Portland. I mean, it's like, you hear of volcanoes like Hawaii,
yeah,
but well, you know, you don't really see a lot of them in America. Again, I know Hawaii is part
especially Florida
is part of America, but I mean, you know what
Florida
I mean.
Florida has very few volcanoes.
Yeah, no, we have sinkholes. So
the other way around.
Yeah, we have to. Yeah,
fall in and get wet. Don't rise up and dry off.
Right, there's not the lava. It's just actually everything falls in. So although there's been more sinkholes around the country too, people have been experiencing them. So a woman that was looking for her cat fell into a sinkhole.
That's right. That's right.
And never returned.
And the
alive.
Cat, too, must still be gone.
I don't know if the cat went in the sinkhole, but I know the woman did.
Well, so.
Well, once again, spay and neuter your pets and help control the pet population. From myself, John Patch.
Karen Vance.
Lexi Adams.
We say goodbye for this hour of Talkin' Pets. And thanks for joining us in this 1 hour of Talkin' Pets. But don't forget, yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, and today is a gift. That's why they call it the present. Thanks for joining us here on Talkin' Pets.
Get over that holdout.
Opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.